A disturbing story out of the University of Minnesota, up from up my neck of the woods, but I don't think you guys have the backstory. Now, the front story is 10 guys recently suspended on the Minnesota football team, in which the rest of the team heard of this and is not taking kindly to it, do not like it, and do not support it. And now the entire team is willing to and wanting to boycott their bowl game. The suspension supposedly, and correct me if I get this story wrong, Trap, but the suspension supposedly are all surrounding a sexual assault with members of the football team involved from earlier in the season?
Yes, from right after Labor Day.
Okay. And why don't you take it from there?
So they had, so it was, it ended up being a group of guys. I think at first it was a set of six that they were like, had a sexual assault charge, or a girl claimed sexual assault. One immediately got dropped, and those guys were given a 3-game suspension at the beginning of the year while they did the investigation. Well, then there ended up being another set of 4 or 5 guys that got suspended at the time, and basically 10 to 12 guys ran train on one girl. They ran the super choo-choo train on one girl. Here's the thing. They end up getting off. The charges were dropped by the police. They went an extensive investigation because a couple guys actually had it on tape. And a couple guys actually had her talking on the camera and talking basically jovial and being alert and being like she's into it. And that got a few of them off, and basically they end up subsequently getting the charges dropped. Well, she then files a restraining order against these guys, but she works at the stadium. So now there's a couple guys who can't even come in the stadium to play home games. So they end up getting another game suspension. Well, now you got 10 guys suspended for the bowl game, and the team says they will not play in the team captain, who's a wide receiver. I can't remember his name. His mole kind of was in the way while he was talking on TV. But the team captain comes out and says that they refuse to play without those 10 guys' suspension being lifted. They refuse to play. They have, the bowl is now sent Northern Illinois is out to San Diego just in case they don't show up to play there, just in case the Minnesota doesn't show up to play their game for Northern Illinois to play. So now you got two teams in limbo, and now you've made the Holiday Bowl basically a laughing stock of all bowl games, even though it's the earlier bowl game.
But it's one of the better bowl games to go to because of the city, the weather. I mean,
the way they take care of the kids.
This is going to be an interesting thing because, you know, these kids are making a stance for their teammates, and the university is going to have to make a decision one way or the other. Our former colleague Antonio Winfield, his son's there.
His son is involved.
Son is involved, and he says that his son will transfer if the president and AD continue in their positions. So this thing is going to get
it's going to get ugly because it's a Title IX issue now.
Right. It is.
Because now because of all the Baylor scandal and because of all of that, they have to make sure that it gets done the right way. Otherwise, they have a Title IX lawsuit and open up to a whole lot of issues. But I think once they showed. And the crazy part is the girl said, I consented to the first six, but at one point it was 12 guys waiting in line. I'm like, what type of party was this?
Yes, I mean,
like,
who does that?
I understand it got cold out there, but dang, you couldn't find
you're on fire right now.
It's crazy.